The White House says President Bush still believes he'll win support from NATO allies and UN members for a second Security Council resolution on Iraq. Russia, China, and France want to give more time to UN inspectors in Iraq. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says President Bush believes the Security Council must reinforce its demands that Iraq disarm to show that its resolutions have relevance.
He thinks that there is much riding on the actions of the United Nations, because not only will the actions of the United Nations help to disarm Saddam Hussein, but they will send, hopefully, a powerful signal to the next would-be proliferator that the international regime set up to stop proliferation actually works. If it doesn't, imagine the consequences.
Mr. Fleischer questions what leverage or authority the United Nations will have to stop weapons in the future if it can't disarm Iraq after 12 years of resolutions. Mr. Bush says he would welcome a second UN resolution on Iraq, but has repeatedly made clear that he's ready to act militarily without one if Iraq does not disarm. The president Tuesday continued his diplomatic push to win broader support for possible military action in telephone calls with Philippine leader Gloria Arroyo, Angolan President Jose Eduardo dos Santos, and British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Britain supports a second resolution and says it will join in a fight against Iraq. The Security Council's other permanent members, Russia, China, and France, say UN inspectors should have more time and a stronger mandate to search for suspected weapons of mass destruction. France, along with Germany and Belgium, is also blocking a U.S. request to start NATO planning to defend Turkey in the event of war in neighboring Iraq. The three countries say sending alliance military equipment to Turkey is premature, while diplomatic efforts continue to avert war. President Bush says the move is short-sighted and will affect NATO in a negative way. Mr. Fleischer says the president believes the action by France, Germany, and Belgium is a setback for both the alliance and the people of Turkey.
What message are these three countries in Europe sending to the people of Turkey? Turkey is a part of the alliance. They have invoked, under NATO's rules, their Article 4 rights to ask for assistance.
Mr. Fleischer says President Bush believes it's a setback that will be overcome when France, Germany, and Belgium see the merits of Turkey's request through what Mr. Fleischer called logic and good diplomacy. Scott Stearns, VOA News, at the White House.